Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Welcome to the TWiT Brick House. We're about to throw a big bash for our grand opening, and you're invited. Come on inside. Don't mind these bouncers. You're on the list. Right, guys?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I gotta check the name.
No, come on. Oh, man, there are so many people here. We said black tie optional, and people took it seriously. They have dressed up. And boy, is this a fun party for me. It's a chance to, it's almost a coming out party, a chance to show all the great work we've done. And come on, let me show you the cake. Here it is. Here's the cake. This is the TWiT Brick House cake with the gear, the microphone, the headphones. Isn't that hysterical?
That is wonderful. Who made that for you?
Lisa Marie. They're just down the street on the boulevard.
That's that is a fabulous, fabulous presentation. So there you go. You can have your cake and eat it too.
Later we will.
Okay.
I'll be cutting it about 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's go say hi to Roger because he's the guy who made this all possible. He's wearing his biker leathers today.
My biker leathers.
Roger Ambrose, the pirate. He sails the seven seas.
I do indeed.
I have to say, Roger, you must feel pretty good. We were looking today at the book that you gave us 6 months ago, and you nailed it.
Well, the builders nailed it. I just drew you pretty pictures.
But I have to say, it's every bit as gorgeous as those pictures.
Yeah, we hit it. We hit it right.
It's pretty amazing. And what I love especially about it is that it's not a set.
No.
You know, it's a space.
Yeah. No, today, well, I've been away for a month. I went away the week before you did the parade, but you weren't fully moved in.
Right.
And today I walked in for the first time this morning at 11. And it's nothing like standing in the place. I mean, I've been watching on drop cam and watching live.
It doesn't do it justice.
No,
and that's the only regret I have, because you see a set, you see a part of it, mm-hmm. and so forth. But when you're here, you get a feeling of the whole.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that I'm at Disneyland, you know.
It feels that way to me. I have to say, I've never had a more enjoyable place to work or my office. I'm in love with it.
Yeah.
I love coming out on this set and doing the shows here. It feels like real TV, for one thing.
Yeah, no.
Which is interesting, because it isn't.
It isn't. It isn't real TV, but we're setting new things here, you know. We're pushing the bar.
RogerAmbrose.com. Hire this guy. He's the best. And boy, what a great job he did for us.
Yeah, I'm gainfully unemployed at this point.
And I don't want to tell you how cheap he was. He cost lots of money. Millions.
Yeah, close to it.
Yeah, but he didn't get any of it, unfortunately.
No, I didn't know.
No, you did a great job. I'm just eternally grateful, Roger. You did everything we asked of you and 100 times more, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know what? He even painted this floor by hand. I remember watching the drop cam. In fact, that's right where you dropped, on the drop cam.
No, behind drop cam, there were holes in the floor in the room over there. What do we call that? The living room.
The living room set.
And the paper had been taken off of that, the cover for it, and I didn't know it.
You fell right in it.
I stepped back, and my leg twisted backwards. I almost popped my knee out.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't hurt yourself.
Ground, and it's so funny, because there was a gentleman, Alan, who is in Canada, was watching it and was trying to figure out how to get work.
Help.
Yeah, get help.
It was 2 a.m. or something. Yeah.
It was 2 in the afternoon. He then saw me 3 hours later in bare feet painting this until 1 in the morning. So he kind of knew I had.
He knew you made it. Well, we wanted to have bare wood floors. The wood was terrible. It would have cost us another $20,000 to put new wood in.
Oh,
and you came up with, as always, in every stage of this, an incredibly creative solution. And I frankly like it, but I don't know what.
Well, that, and I also didn't listen to either you or Lisa on this one. You guys wanted it more of the cool gray.
I like the tobacco.
And my gut just said they're wrong. And I said, well, I'm not charging them for it, so they can't fire me for this one.
Thank you, Roger. As always, you were right.
Yeah,
you were right.
Not always, but this one it was. We needed to have that warmth.
Your color sense, my wife Jennifer's always said this, he has the best color sense ever. You have an amazing color sense. And in every step of the way, you steered us in the right direction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You bet.
Roger Ambrose. Hey, let's go over. We got to see some of the other people who made this possible. Look at this man in purple. Come here. Come here. Come here. You won't believe this guy. Come here. Look at this. From the purple shoes all the way up to the... And they say Heil Sound. Do you know Bob Heil?
A little bit. I'm Sarah's best friend. And she's sorry she's not here, but... Gosh.
Bob's better half, Sarah. I wish she were here, but we're so glad you're here, Bob, and you look fantastic, and I cannot thank you enough. Of course, every mic we use, including the mic we're using right now, has that Heil Sound logo on it.
Thank you.
We don't use mics if they don't come from Bob Heil, and that's the truth.
You just have to have microphones that sound good and have lots of rejection so they get rid of all the noise.
Well, you know, one thing we were really worried about, this has a vaulted ceiling, and it's expensive to soundproof it and to treat it so that it doesn't echo. Good, now we can put both mics on. I'm going to hold two mics.
You don't
like this mic very much. Actually, you sent this.
That's a Line 6, and it's a very good design. It's all digital, and we now make a capsule, and we'll...
So we're using the wireless portion of it. I'm going to use two mics. I know it looks a little silly, but we're streaming live at the same time as we're recording.
Because they've been kind of saying, like, how come we can hear you? So now they can hear you.
Well, let's turn around, too, and we can be on this camera right here, and then they can hear us and they can see us. We're just saying that Bob Heil does all of our sound, does all of our microphones, and does an amazing job.
Thank you very much.
And how echoey it is in here. And thanks to you, we don't have to worry about that.
40 dB rear. We thank.
That's my motto.
Yeah, we thank Joe Walsh for the idea. It was his idea. You have to do this. And we applied antenna theory to a microphone.
Well, that's another thing I have to thank Bob Heil for, because he got me into the ham radio business. And now
I love the cake. It has a PR40 on it.
Did you notice that? That's a PR40. That's your mic right there. In fact, later we're going to have you sign it.
Oh, that's really cool. Leo, congratulations. I know this has been a dream for a long time. And I congratulate you and everybody that's been behind you on this project. This is really cool.
Thank you, Bob. It's really nice to see you. It's great to be able to call you a friend. Yeah, I got the flames, you got the purple.
Oh, man.
So nice to see you, Bob. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Hey, let's say hi to our other good friend in sound, Mr. Scott Wilkinson of the HomeTheater.com site.
How are you doing, Leo?
It's great to see you. You did a great job today on the Tech Guy Show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be your Ed McMahon.
Well, you were more than that, because Bob Heil had cornered me across the studio, and I didn't know that the show had already started. You started the show for me. Fortunately, you were there when I wasn't.
Well, you know, I do what I can.
Unlike our podcast, radio starts on time.
Indeed.
And Leo doesn't. So I'm glad you were there. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure happy to be there, and I really appreciate it. This is a wonderful event. I'm so looking forward to having a drink. And
go have a drink. The martini bar is in the pizza core in the back.
Can't beat
that. These are spectacular, and they've got a great green screen going back there. You'll have a lot of fun with it.
Well, that sounds good. I must admit, your shoes,
super cool.
These are the old Screensavers shoes.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Did you wear those on the air?
I sure did all the time.
This is my trademark.
Fantastic.
And now you can see them.
Well, congratulations on this wonderful studio. I mean, it's just spectacular.
Thank you, Scott. Do you know who this is, Lisa?
No, I was going to introduce myself, but I didn't get
this
a break.
This is Lori LeBeau-Walsh, who does all our album art.
I'm a graphic designer.
See, we love her. Yeah. We love her.
Like I said, yeah, I know everybody from email, but nobody knows me. So.
No, I never met. I'm so pleased to finally meet you. So,
and, of course, yes. This is Lisa Kensel, who made this all possible. You were talking, Lori, about getting the team together. Lisa is the leader, the person who put the team together.
Well, I try. I do my best.
Does a great job.
You were talking a couple of weeks ago about the fact that, like, you were going to probably go to jail from some of the stuff you were doing tax-wise or something.
No, he would never go to jail. I wouldn't let him.
No, before she came along, we were doing our own books, and that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Lisa came and saved us.
Well, if they went to jail, it wasn't because they knew what they were doing. It was because
we didn't know.
They weren't sure.
The only people who go to jail are the people who don't know what they're
doing. We didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah. No, it's the people who know what they're doing.
And do it anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, so Lisa, thank you, Lori.
Take care.
Lisa wanted to introduce me to you. How are you? Good to see you.
See you, Leo.
You're with Live U.
Yep.
We are big fans.
Great.
Me too. Yeah, I bet you are. Tell me your name.
Ken.
Hi, Ken. And where are you based?
New York.
All right. Well, thank you for coming out here. We wanted to get all of our most important partners out here to participate in this grand opening, and Live U is a really big part of what we do.
Yeah, great. Thanks for using Live U.
We can build a studio here, but when it comes to going to CES and NAB and South by Southwest and all the places that we want to go, the Live U with its 3G backpack that lets us broadcast anywhere is such a critical part of what we do.
Yeah, and I'm glad you guys get to enjoy it. I think also I saw you guys doing a lot of mobile stuff. We actually walk around, and you're not just bound to one place.
Well, you know, I'm the guy who body surfed for the Live U on his back.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who rode a pedicab around Austin, Texas, with a Live U on his back. I know what the Live U can do.
Yep.
I don't wear it anymore. I'm too old for that. I let my young guys wear the Live U's now.
I got to say two things, though. One, I love the shoes.
Thank you.
These are great.
Thank you.
The new studios.
Isn't it amazing? Thank you, Ken. Yeah. So nice to have you here. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Nice to see you. You know, I got to show you something. Come here. We got to show you how we do this. We're live streaming right now. Oh, look at this. Wait a minute. Before I do that, poor Dickie D. He's sitting there. He's all alone. No one's talking to Dick D. Bartolo. Dick, how are you?
How are you?
This is the robotic Dick. You know Sheldon in Big Bang Theory? This is the robotic Dick. He walks around.
Is there a drink on my tray down there?
Yeah, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? Here, let me put a drink there. There you go. Put it right there.
Very good. Okay.
Oh, delicious. I don't know how that happened, but going across the country, the wine went from white to red. It's amazing. I just borrowed that for a special effect. Thank you. Oh, look at Dick, would you like an hors d'oeuvre, Dick? I got an hors d'oeuvre for you here. We'll give you an hors d'oeuvre.
Okay, very good. Okay, I got it. Thanks. Oh, wow.
I love Dick. He's crazy, but we love him. Dick, I'm going to come back and say hi to you again a little bit more later, all right? Here, we'll leave this hors d'oeuvre in front of you. All right. I wanted to show you how we do the live stuff in here. I know some of you have seen this already, but this is absolutely critical. And by the way, we got to give a pat in the back to Jammer B, John Slanina, who's actually, during this party, switching video on the TriCaster.
Hello, everybody.
I love it. In the dark, the TriCaster looks like a Christmas tree.
Isn't that cool?
That is amazing. That's so beautiful. I love it. Now, of course, the cool thing is this is a control surface that goes down below to the basement, which is where all the gear lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And soon it will be kept cool by the enclosure we're building for.
You really did an amazing thing, John.
We had a lot of people working on it. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, but this is the guy. This is the studio manager who made it all possible. And the TriCaster 850, we've all been going crazy about this. Alex Gumpel is a big fan. He's the guy who first figured it out.
But you have fun. Is it too complicated sitting here and doing all of this?
Not at all.
And there's an anxiety level for the people who are new at it, which they're slowly learning to overcome because they're getting more and more familiar with it. And soon, all the anxiety will be gone. It'll be nothing but fun. You know, Tony and Jeff, they're still pretty anxious when they're sitting here, but I imagine 2 or 3 months from now, it'll be as fun for them as it is for the rest of us.
It really is fun, and you feel like you're flying a 747.
I can't believe you paid me for the privilege of pushing these colorful buttons.
Well, John, don't work too hard. We'll get somebody to spell you.
Sure, absolutely. I've been playing with the Zoom. Alex has taught
me that's fun.
How to make it zoom and crop and someday I'll
it's learn pretty amazing.
Do the key part.
Yeah, we're going to work on the lower thirds and stuff. The neat thing about the TriCaster is it's a very deep, this new TriCaster, it is very deep. And so we're only just scratching the surface. We're going to have more and more stuff we can do with it as time goes by.
Absolutely. Thank you for adding the wireless mic. Now
we have both live and on tape. John Slanina, the heart and soul of the studio operation. We love having you here. Thank you, John. Thank you. Hey, look who else is here. I got to give a lot of credit to this guy. He's standing in the dark right now, but he's in charge of lighting at the
end. Wait a second. How does that work? Maybe I should flip a dial over here.
There we go. Break by OceanStudio.com.
That was the one. We're so close.
There's his key. Yeah, turn it back on. I like it.
Let's just rotate the whole mess. Right? So, I like it. So we're going to change the colors for you regularly.
I love it. You've done such a really, it's just a beautiful paint job. I keep thinking of it as a paint job.
Yeah, it is a paint.
You're painting with light, aren't you?
Roger's canvas and my ink.
You know what's interesting is that you're using both traditional lights. You've got lots of Kinos, which have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you're using the new LED lights. We've got light panels and other. And then what's really interesting is you're using lights from discos and clubs.
That's when we talked in the very beginning. We said, let's be as green as we can possibly be, and let's make everybody look as good as we can. So all the key lights are basically Kino flows with warm color temperature lights. Then the back lights, we decided to match them to the white points of the camera so that we can have just a nice crisp white. Then in the backgrounds, we decided to do all LEDs so we give you the full color wash. And then everybody can choose after the fact, well, we want to have this show have this color, and with each set, we needed to decide.
And those are those big, bright RGB LEDs. They wash it. In fact, if you look, we've got red now on the TNT wall. We rarely use that red, but when you wash it with that red, it's red.
No, we had Ayaz was a guest on NSFW, and he was in his devil suit, so we gave him red. And there's the blue with the complementary colors, and that's the thing, is we have the ability now.
And flexibility is amazing.
And in your own office, I really like what we got to do with your office in the past week, because now it feels like a controlled lighting environment, and we'll get to the colors and we'll decide things later.
No, it's beautiful. I'm really happy now with my office. I love sitting in there. It's just so gorgeous.
That's the thing, is you want to be comfortable. You haven't closed the curtains yet. You need to have, like, private time.
No. I keep it open, and it's green in there, and I'm perfectly happy.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty amazing to have everybody in here.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, Brent, thank you.
No, thank you.
People should hire Brent by OceanStudio.com. He's the best. Thanks, Brent. You did such a great job. I'm really grateful to you.
Hi,
Becky Worley. So great to see you.
Don't smell your boots. My favorite
gardenia.
It's actually my third favorite flower, but congratulations.
You look so gorgeous. It's so nice you're here. Thank you for coming.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. I haven't seen anything.
I got to explain that Becky was the first producer for both the Screensavers and Call for Help. So she is a TV pro. Of course, she's on GMA now. She works for ABC News. But what do you think of this studio? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Constantly impressed by your entrepreneurialism, your courage to invest this much in this concept, and your fortitude has made this a reality, and I'm totally blown away. The things I love reminds me of the Screensavers set.
It does, doesn't it?
Totally.
With the arches here, the gears.
Well, the exposed lighting grids really make it feel like that Screensavers feel, and you know, there is no wall. This is the...
Well, and that was the key, wasn't it? No fourth wall. It's all one spot.
Yeah. And I think you knew that back in the day, because you would just...
She's making lemonade out of my lemons here.
Because we used to,
I would wander around. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the set. It was your style. Because somebody said the other day that about the media that it's not about objectivity, it's about transparency. And I think that's what you do. And this studio reflects that. It's like, it's just open.
It's transparent. There's nothing hidden.
No.
There's no backstage. This is it.
Right. And you know how at CNN they have warm props, which is like interns sitting in the background who are doing nothing?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Those aren't real?
No, a lot of those people are just fakies because they don't want people having real meltdowns on CNN.
Right.
So you've got real people.
No, no. It's funny. I guess if I'd known those were fakies, I would. You know, actually, credit goes to a guy named Moses, I can't remember his last name, at City TV in the 70s in Toronto. He was the first to come up with the idea of an open studio. And at City TV, they had drops at every desk. They could bring a camera or mic over, and there was that transparency. And I, you know, I don't know why it is, but there's something, it's some ethic that I have deep in my head that you should expose it all. You know, and I know in some ways that's a flaw because I say things on the air I shouldn't, and then sometimes I talk about stuff I shouldn't, and I get in trouble sometimes. But I think that that's, we're so sick of phony.
Well, that breeds trust. You're willing to make mistakes.
I guess.
But that's scary. Like, most journalists just, they get their filter so good that they don't make mistakes. But they're totally fake.
Right. So I make mistakes, so that's a good thing. So again, Lemonade. She's good at that.
I produced you for as many years.
She knows.
Very few.
You remember some of the great moments on this Call for Help show, like the time you're in my ear. Now, see, when Becky's producing the show in a normal event, we have an earpiece on, and she's the one who's in the earpiece.
Right.
You're the only person who can talk to the talent.
And voice of God.
Yeah. And so, and actually, it's really great. That's one of the reasons I love Becky so much, is we work together so well. There was this real, almost symbiosis, you know, in broadcast news where he's sitting and she's talking to you. And there really is this symbiosis that happens where you work together and it's a seamless flow. And I remember one time there was a mouse in the shot, I guess, that you really didn't want to have in the shot. And so you said to me, move the mouse.
Move your mouse.
But I couldn't hear as well as she thought I could, and I started going. I thought she must have a reason.
Move your mouth, he thought. No, your mouth.
I must have. She must have said it for a reason.
Because your screen went to black.
Oh, it was. The screen was asleep.
The screensaver went on. Not
the So
it
went on for a while when she said, no, move your mouse. And finally, I don't know what, maybe she even came out of the control room and went like this. I don't know. But this is the other thing that's a little different here is I never liked it that you were hidden away in the back room. We couldn't see you. You couldn't see us. You could only see what was on the screen.
Right.
So I thought, well, let's put the control room right in the middle.
Yeah.
You think that's nuts?
Not at all. I mean, it forces the people who are running the show to talk separately to each other.
You know, one thing that happens in a control room is screaming directors.
Oh, gosh. I, when I first started at ABC in Seattle, I had a director throw his headset at me in the producer chair.
Right.
Happens
all the time.
Yeah, that won't be. No one will be doing that to Eileen here.
No, because she's sitting right there.
Yeah, not to mention that she'd come over and throw it back.
It's also part of the transparency because I really want you to see everybody who's involved. The other thing is, we've turned the model of television on its head. Normally, there's a few people in front of the camera and dozens behind the camera. It's the opposite. Here, there are more people in front of the camera than there are behind. Often, there's just one person doing the whole thing.
I was thinking about it, too, the other day, in terms of the Twit Army and your involvement of them, that you've open-sourced TV, for real.
In some ways, yes.
And that other people talk about that, but they don't really know what that means, because you have to let the audience make mistakes and not try and control them, which is too scary for most people who are taking money from corporate sponsors.
Still scary for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Not about the corporate sponsors. It's scary just because dealing directly and honestly with an audience that can talk back to you as you're doing the show can often not be easy. The audience is often saying things like, "Yo, you look so bad."
Yeah, but I mean, but the other thing that I think is amazing is like the chat room.
I love
monitors.
It. I love
like,
it.
Like, you deputize people.
We've got 7 volunteers. They don't get paid. Yeah. They're here today.
Oh, great. I definitely want to meet
a couple missing. I'll introduce you.
Because, I mean, that fosters that community and it open sources it in a way. And you also read the chat comments in a way that's not pandering.
That's our big challenge and the thing I want to tackle next now that we're in the studio. I want to find a way to be fully interactive, to be completely two-way. And, you know, right now reading the chat room isn't quite it. I want to go farther.
Yeah, I mean, we always talked about the NetCam network. And while
that's what we were doing.
The ability to do it now much better than we did back in 2099. It's still, you know, it's like when I watch Talk of the Nation, I get a little nervous when somebody goes on and is like not the greatest caller, just because I'm a listener, I get nervous for them.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a really tough.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. So.
Look who's here, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
my wife Jennifer Laporte, who, without Jennifer, none of this would be here. She's my heart and soul, and my good strong right arm.
And this arm behind me of Jennifer's is not even poking or pinching you as you say that.
she'll do that later.
Well, I was going to tell one Jennifer story before I let you interview her. When I was producing for Leo in the beginning, and Jennifer knew how hard I was working, she went shopping for me once and sent two skirts to work with you because she thought they would look cute on me.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God, it was the sweetest.
That's Jennifer right there.
I still remember. One was brown with yellow stripes, really cute, like little pattern, and one was yellow.
We've always loved Becky, haven't we, honey?
They were the best skirts I've ever had.
Becky is probably my oldest friend from TV, and I just love having you. She looks like my youngest friend. I don't understand. How does she look so good?
I'm chasing my kids around, trust me. Thank you so much for inviting me and for letting me be part of your business and your life. Thank you, guys.
We want you to be more of a part of our business. You know that. All right. All right. All right.
Where's the bar?
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you the secret bar. There's beer and wine here, but there's a martini bar back in the Pixel Core area.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's good, too.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
All right, baby. Nice to see you. Our DJ is playing our Twit Arcade. Glenn, are you ready to rock later?
I am indeed, sir.
Glenn Rubenstein has volunteered very kindly to play the tunes when the dance party begins at 10.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It should be good.
We have a big, loud stereo system set up for you and a disco ball.
And I've got 2 terabytes of music, so I think everyone will be happy.
I'm not going to ask where he got that 2 terabytes. Philip Nelson, look at this guy. TriCaster man. The TriCaster 850 rocking and rolling tonight and every night and every day. And 24/7. I know it wasn't designed to do that, but
actually,
it does it.
It's, you guys push everything to the limit.
We do.
And
we
I've just been rotating the people. Whoever's running TriCaster, I've just been walking up
isn't
and turning them. Like, you know, it's kind of surprising.
Isn't that
they start. It's awesome, dude. But I have to say, I saw some people making out in your office.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Let's go see. Are they really? Are you kidding me?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, shoot. Yes, nobody's inaugurated my office yet. I keep waiting.
No.
You know, the real problem? It's a fishbowl. It's got glass walls. What was I thinking?
I know, but you know what? With the martini bar and the bar by the water wall, what is that called? The water column?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We should come up with a name for that.
You got to come up with a name, but I think by the end of the night, somebody's making out in Leo's office. I think that's what's going to happen tonight.
And I think it's going to be Philip Nelson. I hate to say it.
No, it's not going to be. It's going to be Leo on the floor.
Philip,
he's going to break in his office.
Really, seriously. Thank you so much. And everybody at New Tech, you've got a great company, and you make an amazing product, and we really couldn't do anything of what we do without it, so thank you very much.
Well, you make us look good.
No, I don't think that's true.
It's true, man. What's going on here at the Twit Brick House? Is that what that's the name?
The Twit Brick House.
I mean, this is the future. We're seeing the future tonight here at this party because, you know, you've really recreated. No, you haven't recreated. You've created a new standard for
sometimes,
internet television broadcasting.
Sometimes I kind of feel like Ernie Kovacs of the internet broadcasting. I mean, it really is. This is nobody's doing this, you know?
Who's Ernie Kovacs?
Yeah, you old fart. Hey, wait a minute. I want to say hi to my boss. We got to say hi to my boss. I'm so glad you came.
Boss, Leo.
I'm so glad. What do you think?
Congratulations.
Dan, is this your wife?
This is my wife, Maureen.
Oh, so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks, Leo. Oh, I should say, I'm Leo Laporte.
I love your show.
Thank you. I just did a little start turn.
I forgot my tuxedo. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right. You guys look great. Dan came up from L.A. with his wife. Dan Yokelson is the CFO?
CFO, yeah.
Of the Premier Radio Networks. He's big guy in charge. He's the guy who hires and, let's hope not, fires.
Big in size.
And Drew's really glad to have you up here, especially because we're not only celebrating the Brick House, but I think we're very close to celebrating a renewal of the Tech Guy.
Well, I thought we have a renewal. Yeah,
I think we do.
Are you?
No, I'm not reneging. No.
Okay.
We just haven't inked it yet. But we have a deal.
We have a deal.
All right, no, we're very excited. In fact, I've been telling people one of the things that we're starting to do now is we're going to do ads on the podcast, thanks to you. You let us do that. And we're going to take that money and pump it into a brand new Tech Guy website, which I think is going to be so great. It's going to let the audience participate. So we're really excited. I think this is a new era.
And we're not going to take your firstborn on this contract.
You never did. You've always been really generous, and I am very grateful.
It's been a pleasure to work with.
So much.
So excited.
Now, this Rush Limbaugh guy, let's talk.
Yeah.
You sign Russia's checks, don't you?
I don't know who you're talking about.
So anyway, Premier Radio Networks is the syndicator. There is nobody else. The big syndicator. Number one by a long shot. All the big names are on Premier. Well, anyway, I'm really glad you're here. Thank you for coming all this way.
Petaluma, it's a great place.
That's great. Are you going to stay here and spend the night?
No, we're in the city, but we're going to spend some time here.
Isn't it cute up here?
Adorable. It's really.
So you got a chance to walk around a little bit?
No, we didn't. We just drove in right now, but we saw how gorgeous it is, and we're going to come back.
Well, it's not like Healdsburg or Napa, where it's really touristy and gentrified. Yes. It's a real town, but I love it. It's very comfortable.
And we're going to spend some time because we're going to eat a lot of your food and drink a lot of your water.
There's lots to eat.
Thanks,
it's great. Is this beautiful? So what do you think, Dan? Isn't this great? Now, did you see where I do the tech guy? I do it in here. Yeah, I should show you. Go on in there, because I'll tell you, I've worked in many a radio studio, including the Premier Studios at Sherman Oaks. They're depressing. To be put it nicely, this is the most wonderful place.
They don't look like this, Leo.
No. This makes me happy when I work here.
They don't look anything like
this. No, and we're really having a good time. We should show you the spread, because we've got our caterer, Aaron Jonas, is just amazing. So look, we've got little hamburgers, we've got tuna, we've got, cheese and crackers. These are the best, though. These are like little sliders. These are so good. I'm going to have me another one of these. These are so... Scoble's here.
What's up?
Robert Scoble's in the room.
I was Instagramming and picked your hamburgers.
Aren't these beautiful?
I'm not eating them. I'm Instagramming.
Yeah, it's a lot easier on the waistline if you don't eat them. But they're so good.
They are, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
How many people are here? This is like, wow, you know?
I think the fire marshal said we could have 175, and I think that's about how many we've got.
It's an awesome party.
It's fun.
So proud, man.
So, I'm having a blast. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? We're feeding him. Look, here. Have a hamburger. Have a hamburger. Have a hamburger, Dick. Oh, Skip, so nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
One of our most important partners, Big Gravity, of course, providing our stream.
Absolutely, and, for about 3 years now.
Good quality. It's our best quality stream, and we're really grateful to you.
We're happy that you stream using Big Gravity.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And, of course, you see our streaming setup over here.
Lisa told me the whole production facility pivots around. And
it does. In fact, I'll pivot him right now. Watch, this is fun. It's always fun to pivot him. Especially, John, we're going to pivot you. We're just going to pivot John. He's going to go for a ride right now. We just like to rotate him. I did. We talked. Yeah. So, Skip, we're on Big Gravity right now.
We are.
I love that. Where's Big Gravity located?
We're located in Burlingame, just south of San Francisco.
You're local. You're neighbors.
We absolutely are. We should come up much more often.
And you do, you must have some secret sauce, because you do such high-quality streaming.
I think we've been at it for so long that we were the early pioneers in HD live streaming, so we have a lot of great technology, a lot of people are very passionate about live streaming, and get a lot of feedback from customers like you.
Well, we're really pleased to be part of the Big Gravity streamers, and thank you for all you do for us.
Congratulations, Leo.
Thanks. It's great to have you here, Skip. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. This is Alex Lindsay's Pixel Core. He is our neighbor, subletting in the same building, the same space we're in. And we really love having him here because he makes great martinis, but he's also doing really cutting edge. Oops, we got some spillage. Doing really cutting edge video work. And that's one of the great things about having somebody like this next door is that if we've got questions, he helped us choose our cameras. It's really cool. Hey, Philip. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Leo Laporte.
This is for a special later. Let's go stand next to the space shuttle. What do you say?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Since this is the closest we're going to get to it.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness. Robert, you're almost as big as the space shuttle. Oh, my God. It's going to go. Actually, you went to the last launch, didn't you?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous.
I wasn't quite that close, though.
Well, have another martini. You'll be right next to it.
Yeah, I was.
You'll be launching right along with it.
You're having a good time, aren't you?
I am. This is so much fun. It's really cool.
I'm so proud of what you built, man.
This is just.
I just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, like something horrible to happen, a fire or something, you know?
Fires. Dude, I just want you to know, with the martini and the tux, you should say Laporte. Leo Laporte. You're James Bond.
Laporte. Leo Laporte. I'm not James Bond, but I sure like to be him. So we're having fun. Hey, look, Chris Marquardt's here. Hey, Chris, how are you? I didn't realize you were still in town.
Well, I
I had to be here.
For a few minutes, you had to come, huh? So great to see you.
Thank you, Robert.
We're having fun.
Well, I'm underdressed.
No, no, you're not. In fact, I'm glad you came like this because there's a number of people who didn't dress up. Veronica and Ryan didn't dress up, and they felt bad, so you're making them feel better.
That's good.
Think of it that way.
Cool. That's what I'm here for.
Chris Marquardt, a fellow podcaster, fellow podcasting pioneer, tipsfromthetopfloor.com.
And German.
And German.
And German.
You'd never know. His accent is perfect.
Well, wait till I had a few drinks and then
have a martini on me.
I'm going to lose that accent.
And are you flying home soon?
I'm flying home on Tuesday.
Well, we're glad you could be here.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy you have me.
It's so much fun. Look, there are people peering in. Everybody's all excited. It's filling up. Great to see you, Chris. Let's take a walk around. What do you say? We'll see a little bit more of what's going on. So this is kind of the secret spot. A lot of people haven't discovered this spot, but it's kind of where the party is. George, you got to go in there and have a martini. They're really good. All right. You know, there's kind of a crowd gathering in my office. Baratunde, are you sitting on my ball?
It's Leo Tunde.
It's Leo Tunde time. It's Leo Tunde time.
Another twit is in the can.
I love the double miking. This is pretty great. Hey, everybody. It's Nick Bilton from the New York Times, new resident to San Francisco. How you doing? It's always great to have Nick Bilton come on by the Twit Cottage. Come on over here. Nick, tell us what you're up to.
How you doing, bartender?
Oh, we're doing so good.
Are you on the air right now?
Yeah, I think we're live streaming.
Can I interview you?
Sure.
Which is the mic? Both of them?
Both.
So I'm here with Baratunde Thurston, who's got a new book coming out. Can you tell us what your book's about?
Sure. The book is called How to Be Black.
So if I read the book, will I learn how to be black?
You will learn about me. You will learn about blackness, but notably the book is not called How to Become Black. So it's not a transformative elixir.
But insight into black. Can you add a little part in there about how I can learn how to be black? Because I really think I could be good at it.
For you, Nick, I can add a special chapter, an invisible ink, that will just be readable by you. Okay. And customized to your increasing levels of blackness.
And when does the book come out?
In February next year.
Can I get a free copy?
Yes, you can.
I'll buy a copy.
You can get a free copy. You can get a free copy. You can get the friend discount.
So how is it being Leo Laporte for the hour?
You know, it's pretty great. I just love talking about Audible and Squarespace and Citrix and like Ed Iacobucci. It's pretty great.
What the hell you doing? You get out of my office. Who are you? Do you work here? Are you American? What are you? Who are you? Why are you here?
I'm just here to celebrate you, Leo.
All right, that's a wrap here. I'm going to pass this back to Baratunde Thurston.
Nick Bilton, ladies and gentlemen, New York Times columnist. We are actually, the cool part about this room, this is what the cottage used to be. And it's just a small room in this large studio they've got now. I just got word that Brian Brushwood is in the room, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Brushwood, come on around here. Come on around here, sir. Come on around here. We want to talk.
Steampunk leader Baratunde on the ball.
So, Brian, can you tell us, like, how long, when did you arrive in town and when do you leave?
I arrived, 6 hours ago, and I leave in 7 hours.
So this is a 12-hour, 13-hour journey.
Yes,
for you.
Yes, no lie.
I am very grateful. That's the love that people have for the Twit Network. People like Brian Brushwood.
From Manchester, New Hampshire, this morning.
Well, that's right.
Exactly. We're not even. It's a lovely hotel you put us up at, but we are going to see only one more hour of it before we go straight to the airport. It's going to be insane.
You're a madman, Brian Brushwood.
Dude, yes.
I love him, this Brian Brushwood.
In fact, actually, I'm here under orders. Your CEO.
Oh, look, this is my daughter, Abby. And her friend, Ella.
Elegant ladies of Twits. Hello.
Lucy, my niece.
Hello, Lucy.
It's very fun. They live in the Soviet Union.
Let me see your visa.
They have come to say hello to Baratunde. Yes.
Baratunde.
Baratunde. Oh, my goodness. That's a wise decision, ladies.
We scared away girls.
Uncle Leo's getting a little creepy.
Lisa just put me under orders to go eat fire in the living room set. I figure let's just burn this sucker down.
Yeah. Brian Brushwood, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Brushwood.
Hello, party people. My name is Brian Brushwood. You may remember me from such shows as NSFW Show and Frame Rate with Tomas Marit. Is this the living room set over here? And I've been told that I have to eat some fire now, so that's what I'm going to do. And you guys are going to get to see it. Oh, I'm going this way.
I'm following the silent song over here. And we got a, oh my god. Is this a cake?
That's a cake. Or it's already falling off.
Is that really a cake? That is the most beautiful cake I've ever seen.
Hey guys, who wants to see something real dangerous?
Not loud enough.
I'm going to give you a quick history on fire eating. The concept of resistance to fire is as old as history itself, as far back as the ancient Greek tragedy Medea.
Wait a minute. References.
Can we have some light?
No, no, no.
Oh,
but we won't be able to see the fire.
Fire right there. The first written account of a fire eater occurs in 1607, when a man named Sir Henry Wotton wrote of an English sailor who could eat fire as though it were candy. With that in mind, I'm going to show you guys the simplest method to extinguish a torch with one's mouth. Somebody actually cheered for that. I love whoever that person is. It is more impressive. It looks a lot more like this.
Yeah.
Oh!
Nice.
There we go. Now, the first commercially successful fire eating act went on tour during the 1680s. It was performed by a Frenchman known only by the name of Richardson. He was renowned not only for his ability to swallow flame, but for the affinity he would display for it. In fact, people claimed that his teeth and gums were so calloused he could hold a burning torch between them just like so. At which point, his audiences went freaking nuts. It was awesome. Much better.
Oh my,
by the 1800s, we come to a time that some people call the golden age of fire eaters. This is a time when the focus of fire eating shifted away from the tolerance of the heat and the flame, and instead it moved towards the artistry and skill with which one manipulated. Wow. Oh, wait, I'm going to do two at once. This is the hardest move I know. Oh. Wait. Damn it. There we go. Now, by the 1920s, the popularity of fire eating had taken a nosedive, so Harry Houdini called it an art over which oblivion threatens to stretch her darkening wings. This is when fire eating were kicked out of the theater and into the street, where they began to perform increasingly dangerous stunts to gather larger crowds, like the tongue transfer.
Nice.
Or eating twice the flame at once. It's a lot of fun. Dangerous fire eating stunt. This one's called the human candle. Combination of two of my favorite effects. Check this out.
All right, you think I can cut this one?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I want to go all the way down. There we go. There we go. I think it's their layers. I think they're layers. That's what it is. There's a layer. All right. I'm going to grab it. Oh, look at that. Yeah, see, it's layers. So you'll take the first layer off.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That is beautiful. All right, come on.
Okay, good.
Try
Editors,
oh my gosh. It's,
you know what? You can't cut a cake and hold a microphone at the same time.
Don't eat the side. Yeah.
No?
This is kind of whack.
No, it's fondant. It's okay. You can
it's
eat
delicious
that.
Delicious wax.
Here, let's see. It's delicious wax.
Okay.
Let's see. Or it's really good.
Okay.
No, it's good. It's fine. All right, we're going to serve this up. And then we've got the DJ here, and the dancing will begin in the back room in a moment. Thank you for being here, everybody.
I want to talk. I don't. Why am I talking? Don't make me talk, please. Are you just? Oh dear. Yeah, everyone wants to see that. So, Colin, how about that cake?
That is quite a cake. I almost don't want.
That's what I thought too. But then I.